are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Out Supreme Chaos. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. We need together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I guess I kind of know how you are. We're all wrung out these days, right? After a couple of very emotionally charged historic days in American history in the making. And still more to sort out with the whole chaos surrounding the Kavanaugh confirmation process. We'll talk about that, talk about our emotions, decompress from yesterday, surround ourselves with some great music that will bolster our spirits and calm us down, depending on the song and the mood and all of that. If time permits, we have Inspiration to Action Challenge and whatever else comes up, because you're in the mix. If you're listening live, it is... Well, you're in the mix anyway if you're listening. But if you're listening live, it is Friday, September 28th, 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. For the live show, our social media platforms all abuzz, including our Facebook page, PopNet Chat Box, and the 24/7 Twitter feed, which, of course, is available to you whether you're listening live or on podcast at AB Writes. It's all being helmed by our tenacious, enthusiastic ECS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show today brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Old Navy, it's time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And by our pals at PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on-air, online, 24/7. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkwright Show and those robust, yeah, we crossed the line 1, 3, 6 or more times, raucous roundtables. So what do you say? You grab yourself a jolt of Joe, maybe a snack, and let's go. Buckle up, buttercup, lots of tackle right here on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will.
they all shine on like the moon and the stars and the sun. Great, late John Lennon. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, Instant Karma. Is it going to get Kavanaugh? Also, Build Me a Buttercup from the Foundations for Bryn. Thanks for chiming along on this very emotionally fraught edition of the show. Boy, oh boy, I mean, really, it's just the time that we're in America, right? Big development today in the Kavanaugh confirmation hearing. You saw the testimony yesterday. I know we've been talking about it ad infinitum, the compelling, gripping testimony of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford earlier in the day, then Brett Kavanaugh, the nominee for the Supreme Court, a sitting federal judge, by the way, for 12 years and counting, came out guns a-blazing like some kind of an Alex Jones shock jock with his opening statements. Unhinged, lying all over the place, very emotional at times. I do feel for his family, but I do feel that this guy really doesn't belong on the bench, the federal bench, let alone the Supreme Court, for a number of reasons. A lot of people, you know, we were talking about and speculating and saying innocent before proven guilty, and there was not a bar met for that, including the prosecutor they brought in to ask questions of Dr. Ford in the morning, a female prosecutor from Arizona, because they didn't want to have the optics look like they did in the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas travesty 27 years ago. And she, Rachel Mitchell, she did a fine, okay job in questioning him. She had a decent comportment, et cetera. But she said, you know, the evidence that we have wouldn't, she didn't say this publicly, she said this to the senators apparently later on, it wouldn't have risen to the level of any kind of a warrant or wouldn't be able to file charges. And that may be true, and I think that probably is true, but it's not innocent to proven guilty on a job interview. I mean, have you ever hired anybody for anything, whether you're having a job running a store or an employee in a business that you run or that you're a supervisor in an organization or hiring somebody for a housekeeping position, whatever it may be? You have a right to use a different standard. It's not innocent and proven guilty. It's character here. We're talking about this, a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, and character is at stake. And there are so many questions about this man's character that I would think would immediately disqualify him, frankly, as I said, not just from a Supreme Court seat, but from his current job. His temperament seemed quite outrageous to me, and frankly, if there was a female candidate who displayed that, they would have labeled her histrionic and voted her down immediately. He was all over the place weeping and yelling and crying and calling partisanship. I mean, he is basically a partisan hack. First of all, we have to know where he's coming from. He's somebody who was kind of the star's right-hand man against the Clinton investigation and was so outraged at the questions they were asking him behind closed doors in his preparation sessions. But he had so many disgusting questions, frankly, that he wanted to ask Bill Clinton during that whole Monica Lewinsky affair. So maybe the karma thing comes back into play. I don't know. But my point is, if the nomination is pulled, and I really think it should have been withdrawn a couple of weeks ago when these allegations first came to the fore, we're not talking about appointing someone who is Ruth Bader Ginsburg Jr. I mean, let's face it, elections do have consequences. Trump won. Trump vowed to put conservative judges on the bench. There's a whole list of these Federalist Society-approved judges he could pick from. So they could have done this a couple of weeks ago, picked somebody else. This guy has too much taint. If there's a scintilla of scandal surrounding him or a cloud of any kind, they should move on to the next person. And as John Meacham, the historian who was on MSNBC earlier today, said, if this had been February, they would have yanked him already. It's because the calendar, it's the quirk in the calendar, I believe he said, because we're coming up against the midterm elections and they're so afraid they won't get somebody through. Well, too bad. Again, I'm using Merrick Garland as a standard there if there was maneuvering on the Democrats' part. But Dr. Ford was not a part of a political ploy. She came forward as her civic duty. She has been traumatized by this guy, and she knows what was going on. Now, if you find his testimony compelling, too, because he denies it 100%, you're not watching that carefully, I would say. Because as somebody who is trained in psychotherapy and can have worked with people with addictions and has worked with people or know clients who have suffered through sexual assault, or attempted sexual assault, I can see what's going on here, and I think this guy, and the reason why somebody on television this morning alluded to, he lies small white lies about his drinking and his behavior in high school. Those aren't such small lies, because they add up to a pattern of behavior, and I think possibly blackout drunk. It might be what we're talking about, where there are people from college who said, you know, he talks about how he never drank that much. That's ridiculous. He drank a lot. He stumbled. He was a belligerent drunk. We saw some of that belligerence seep through without the drinking. He also talked about how much he loved beer. He reverted to being like a 15-year-old boy with that. I love beer then. I like beer now. I mean, it was just peculiar to me, to say the least, to see this kind of a person on the Supreme Court. But be that as it may, I think there's a problem here. He may actually believe it didn't happen, or he convinced himself it didn't happen, because he forgot or he blacked out. And he can't admit that he possibly could have blacked out because then he's leaving wiggle room to the fact that it might have happened. That's my take on it. I don't know what happened, and I don't know if we're going to get to the bottom of it, but further FBI investigation might help to sort of unearth some of these other witnesses to come forward and actually testify, not just offer a letter. It still may be murky, but it's a shot at it. I still think it should be withdrawn, and we should start over with, again, a very conservative judge. I mean, I'm resigned to that fact because the elections do have consequences, but I don't know. What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Rice, phone line 347-857-4505, a Facebook page, PopNet chat box open too. Let's go to, we have anything here? I'm sure we do. Libby says, breaking, Jeff Flake has said that he would not be comfortable moving forward on the floor vote until the FBI investigates. Now they're waiting on Murkowski and Collins. Well, Murkowski has said she agrees for that delay. We're still waiting on Collins, and Manchin, of course, has also signed on. We'll see what happens. Amanda says, Senator Flake, who had said this morning he was yes on Kavanaugh, just said that he's open for this FBI investigation. That is good news. We'll see what happens. For all you naysayers, many of you are the ones who said in July that this was a done deal. You said Kavanaugh was the best we could hope for with this president. Just do your job as citizens. Call your congressman. Let them know what you want and what you think is fair. So says Cheryl. Kind of agree. Get on the phones. Work your phones, especially folks, those are the people sitting on the fence, like Susan Collins and Murkowski. And those red state Democrats, too. Donnelly from Indiana, who voted for Gorsuch, said he's voting no on Kavanaugh. No, we haven't heard from Manchin or Heitkamp yet, so we've got to press those people as well, because there's got to be a better person out there, even if it is somebody on the conservative side, because we know it will be. Just have to face it. Some of it hinges on, remember, interesting that one of the anecdotes that came through is that Kavanaugh kept copious calendars from his youth, and one of them came into question. In fact, I think when Rachel Mitchell, who was the prosecutor that we talked about before, was starting to ask him questions, Lindsey Graham abruptly took over, and then all of a sudden the senators started asking him questions, when they were hinging upon a particular date on one of the calendars. I think it was July 1st, 1982. We'll see if that comes into the fore when the FBI reinvestigates this case. It's not a done deal, that's for sure. Reach out. I want to hear your opinion. Twitter feed is Xavier Rice. Phone line 347-857-4505. Yes, we do have the PopNet chat box and Facebook page open, too. Here's one. A not-so-forgotten 45 Trudy found it for you, Artie. It's Sunil Sadaka. Feels appropriate today.
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love my calendar girl. Each and every day of a year. January, you start the year.
I love joining me now to discuss the ongoing battle to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is counselor to the president and former jazzercise instructor Kellyanne Conway, and we thank her for being with us. Okay, Kellyanne, I'm going to stop you right there.
Nothing came out of my mouth yet.
Kavanaugh's confirmation has been dramatically halted by accusations made by Christine Blasey Ford, who claims he sexually assaulted her at a party in the 80s. And it now appears, after an extended back and forth, that she is willing to testify to the Judiciary Committee.
He is willing to testify and clear his name and say under oath what he has said otherwise, which is unequivocally and categorically, this is not true.
Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and now seems to be blaming the accuser. Is that out of character for him? He's usually so sensitive when it comes to women's issues.
Let me just say this. You want to lay the blame at somebody's feet? Look no further than your Democratic friend, starting with Senator Feinstein.
I don't know her.
Why is it not enough for you that a man has gone through six FBI vets who said he wasn't there, who's willing to testify under oath, who's willing to do it last month?
Republicans assumed he was a shoo-in. Political control was all they saw. But look whose reputation's now in ruin. Judge Kavanaugh. Why, who could have foretold the accusations, which Feinstein pulled last minute from her bra? And now the Dems demand investigations of Kavanaugh.
We're waiting for her to testify. Everybody wants to hear her.
Kavanaugh, a name that makes the liberals squirm.
I will oppose him with everything I've got.
But Kavanaugh, might be who they confirm.
Judge Kavanaugh will be on the United States Supreme Court.
Now Grassley's having late night Twitter meltdown, and Spartacus is practically in tears. He'd rather he withdraw. Is this the final straw? Or is it just the start of 40 years with Kavanaugh?
Christine Blasey Ford accepts the request to testify.
If his accuser talks, he may well be screwed. In his own words, no one's above the law.
No one is above the law.
He always looks like he just ate bad seafood. Judge Kavanaugh.
No, because you're not being honest.
You might say that he cockblocks Merrick Garland. The Dems might say it's still stuck in their craw. Now headed for the highest court in our land. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. This sure ain't going how we planned.
A new allegation.
Against Supreme Court nominee Judge
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh! Yeah, don't try to shake his hand.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
Now he's accused of sexual misconduct, a crime at which our president's a pro. And though some say pshaw, some find it well a flaw, still privileged old white assholes can't say no to Kavanaugh.
I thank President Trump for the honor of this nomination.
To Trump, he sets the walking campaign promise. When questioned, he just tends to hem and haw. He's like a younger, whiter Clarence Thomas. Judge Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh. If Donald Trump says he'll prevail,
Judge Kavanaugh is one of the finest people.
Then Kavanaugh.
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 Will likely go to jail.
Excuse me, don't you go there.
But Brett, if you're confirmed before November, protect and love the country that you serve. Or just throw out the law and make America the 1950s Russia we deserve. Brett Kavanaugh.
Don't you go there.
The viral YouTube sensation known as Randy Rainbow Kavanaugh on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show. Can't Hurry Love from the original Motown Supremes. That one for Gal and Pearlie and Neil Sedaka's Calendar Girl for Artie. and via Twitter for Kate. Thanks for chiming in. In the PopNet chat box, Lindsay chiming in saying, it has been a rough couple of days, especially for survivors of sexual assault and those who love them. Indeed, I know what you're talking about here, Lindsay, because a lot of people have resurfaced because this has dredged up this whole episode, this whole several weeks and discussions about the Christine Blasey Ford original letter that she sent and just the accusations and the other allegations that have emerged. We should remember there's also Deborah Ramirez and what's the other one's name? Julie Swetnick. Again, those need to be vetted too, I would think. I don't know if this FBI investigation will do that, but I think it should. And certainly a lot of witnesses come to the fore, but a lot of people have come out. It has dredged up all kinds of perilous memories fraught with danger and immeasurable pain. Our hearts have to go out to those folks. And so when somebody said yesterday that if it doesn't go her way, in other words, if they do push through the Kavanaugh nomination, as it looked like was going to happen yesterday afternoon, or yesterday night by the time he was finished with his testimony, her coming out and bearing her soul and herself and exposing her family and everybody to this horrible thing that happened to her in her life, the most dramatic time, and how pivotal it was in her development and all the later ramifications, that it would all be for naught. And my original response was, no, it doesn't matter what happens. It's not for naught because she has empowered so many people, has given voice to so many other women and men too, frankly, who have been victimized to come forward and speak their truth and seek help and speak out. And I think for that purpose alone, the fact that we have any kind of taint attached to this nominee makes him disqualified. I'm sorry, it just does. There's just so many question marks. I don't know what they're going to come up with for the further investigation, if they're just going to sort of, you know, slap paint on a crumbling structure kind of thing. But I just think they need to withdraw it. They need to start over. And again, I know, fully aware as a liberal, that they're going to come up with a really conservative, Federalist Society-approved judge. Okay, I get it. Again, elections have consequences, but this is not the guy. This should not be the guy, I don't think. What's your take? Twitter feed, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. As we said, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also open. Jack says the happiest person in the Senate right now must be Charles Grassley. He has just handed the baton for this clown show over to Cocaine Mitch, someone buy the guy a beer. Ouch. Now, Scott pointed out that just in, about an hour ago or so, Montgomery County, Maryland police chief and prosecutor release a letter that say they stand ready to investigate any sexual assault allegation from any victim where the incident occurred in their jurisdiction. This is important because that's where Christine Blasey Ford, when she was 15, and Brett Kavanaugh, when he was 17, lived. And there is no statute of limitations on sexual assault charges in Maryland. So there could be a criminal investigation here, too, and that's why I say, again, the cloud is over this guy. He cannot be the best and the brightest that we can come up with for the Supreme Court. Peter says, the notion that one Republican voting once with Democrats is an astonishing event, and that Flake didn't even do that, he just said he would stall the vote, tells you everything you need to know about how bad things are. Kavanaugh's demeanor alone at yesterday's hearing should have been disqualifying. Agree, but still it's something. I mean, give credit to Flake and Senator Coons, who apparently is his buddy in the Senate, and other people to work with it. I mean, again, they're small steps. I give it. I get you, Peter. It's not a big thing in the bigger scope of things, had things been what they should be. But because we're in such a polarized period, I say I'm happy for any incremental change that we can get. So we'll take it. But I do agree that he should be disqualifying just by his demeanor. I just can't see that we can't come up with somebody better, indeed. And people are coming out of the woodwork, by the way, in from his college years at Yale, who are saying, what is he talking about when he says he didn't drink that much? He was an excessive, stumbling, drunk, belligerent drunk. And a couple of people have said, I know I drank with him, and there's no way that he can tell me and tell you, in all honesty, that he never blacked out. And this is where I'm telling you is the problem. He doesn't want to admit to how bad the drinking was, because then he opens up the possibility that he actually did do this horrific thing to Dr. Ford when she was a little girl, and he doesn't remember doing it. That's why he can be believable, too, I guess. Right now, he doesn't really want to go back and have the FBI talk to his old classmates at Yale. It is the Beth Darkley Show. We're back.
I remember the 35 sweet goodbyes when you put me on the Wolverine of UN and death. It was still September when your daddy was quite to find you with the working girls in the county jail.
Look, man, I didn't go to Yale so I could work 12 hours a day.
Work on our way to college to get a lot of knowledge that we probably never ever use again. It helps a lot to know you've got a nice diploma, but will it pay the mortgage on the home sweet home? We're getting an education to run a filling station, for they never take anyone but college men. Gotta know your Cicero, your Hannibal and Caesar, to turn the crank and fill the tank and say,
how many please, sir?
And mathematics is the thing we gotta know. We're working our way to college on the old man. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, da. Guy who is the perfect whiz in engineering science will get a lot of prizes, but he won't have any clients. And the guy who writes the composition will never write a check. We fill the noose around our necks, we know we're licked, but what the heck? We're working our way through college to get a lot of knowledge that we'll probably never ever use again. Do we study, do we talk? Don't you think it? And do we burn the midnight off? No, we drink it. The study of economics will never fill our stomachs if we finally have to be insurance men. Sigma Chi may rate you high and ask you to the rushes, but no one's gonna ask you when you're selling
full air brushes.
Hooray for history and Greek and algebra. We're working our way to college on the old man.
Is the applause sign not working again?
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have it, a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, wow, wow.
Classic Gusto Elvis, that is, on the Amy Beth Arkoui Show. Working your way through college, get a little knowledge on the old man's Do Re Mi. That's an old one from the Crew Cuts. Trudy rooted around the archives for that one. Fun one once in a while, right? And headed back to my old school, Steely Dan, a little poetic license, as Becker and Fagan were talking about Bard College on Annandale and the Hudson. But Brett Kavanaugh is hoping the FBI and others will avoid headed to New Haven and the Yale grads who came out in the mid to late 80s who could talk about his stumbling, blind, drunk Ivy League days. Mm-hmm. They were there, that's for sure. Now, I do feel sorry for his family, for sure. I mean, his wife, his kids, his parents, it's got to be very humiliating what they've gone through. Also, Dr. Blasey Ford, her family, death threats, being forced to move from their home. All of this, a wide-ranging public hot light spectacle of 2018 and all that it entails in terms of the social media matrix and all of it on all of these people is horrible and crushing, I do. But one of the things that I think was startling was his sense of entitlement during his rambling, ranting and raving remarks. We talked about, hey, I went to Yale. I worked my butt off. I went to Yale. I mean, he reverted to sounding like he was 16 years old. This is the best and the brightest that we can do? I just don't get it. And the sense of entitlement, nobody's entitled. Again, this is a job interview for the highest position, one of the highest positions in the land, a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. Nobody is guaranteed that. Nobody's entitled to that. So, and by the way, they're not even talking about yanking his federal bench from him, which I think should be under question. And maybe, with all these investigations, will be. I don't know. What's your take? Amanda says, actual thing that 30-something white men said to me the other night. When are you, all you women, going to finally take over and run things? Enough is enough. Interesting. Stacy says, never forget that it was Kavanaugh, never forget that what Kavanaugh's family has been through is a direct result of his past actions and current stubbornness. He had the choice to not put them through all of this since he knows what he did in his past. Interesting. This is what I'm talking about with his sense of entitlement. He just thinks he's entitled to this, and he's not. And I will challenge people who say, you know, guilty until proven innocent. I understand that if we were talking about a court of law, and we may, it looks like with this new information coming out of Montgomery County, Maryland, it may go to a court of law. We don't know. But Peter says, every Republican senator, including Flake, who voted yes, because Flake did vote yes to move it from to the floor, but then he added the condition. Clever maneuver, by the way, by Chuck Grassley, because now they will need less votes. They will only need 50, whereas my understanding, if the Judiciary Committee voted it down, they could still go to the floor, but they would need a higher bar. I'm not sure if they needed 60 votes at that point. They won't get that, but they might get 50 or more. Anyway, Peter, I didn't mean to interrupt his tweet. He says, every Republican senator, including Flake, who voted yes, just called Dr. Ford a liar with their action, because if they believed even one iota of what she described, not to mention the other two accusers, Kavanaugh should have been unanimously rejected. I agree. I think there's sort of this implicit notion that either she's mistaken and somebody else did it to her, or she's part of this vast left-wing conspiracy, or it doesn't matter. And it's the third one, of course, that's the worst. That it doesn't really matter because we're talking, I think even a couple of them, like Orrin Hatch said, oh, this happened like 40 years ago already. We're talking about high school, for God's sake. I mean, again, it's minimizing what happened if it did in fact happen. And I'm saying, and people saying, well, you can't believe both. You can believe both. First of all, her testimony to me was far more credible than his. He was inconsistent. He's been dodging and weaving and lying throughout his hearings and other issues as well. But the quote-unquote small white lies that people talk about with his drinking and his behavior in high school are not so small because they add up to his denial of what kind of a problem he really had and may still have with his addiction possibly to alcohol. I don't know. I'm not saying that. But at the time, his behavior is indicative of somebody who did drink too much, and therefore it's possible that he blacked out or blocked it out, and therefore he doesn't want to leave any kind of tiny window open that maybe, just maybe, there's a crack there that he could have done this, and he doesn't remember doing it. So he may, you know, he hadn't agreed to take a polygraph test, but he may pass the polygraph just as easily as Christine Blasey Ford passed the polygraph, because somebody told me she passed the polygraph because she really believes it happened. So he may also believe it didn't happen, so he might also pass the polygraph test. I don't know, but meanwhile, he's not willing to take it. He's also not willing to have the FBI reopen it. They asked him, three or four senators or more asked him yesterday on the Democratic side, of course, would you be willing to reopen the investigation? And he just said, bloviating and getting red in the face, listen, I wanted to have a hearing the day after this came out. I'm here. Ask me whatever questions you want to ask me. I mean, again, if you're really innocent of these charges and you want to have a clearance, then just say, yes, let's do it. He could have said, let's do it 2 weeks ago. When it first came out. He didn't. What are they trying to hide? This is my question. Why are they so worried about opening it up? Because all these people are coming out of the woodwork now. So I don't know how it's going to end, and it could all still be a smear, you know, a gloss-over job, and he's still going to get through, but I just don't know. I don't know, because another few days, another week, allegations keep coming out of the woodwork. Some of them may not be valid. I don't know. But there's a lot there, and there's a lot there surrounding his behavior that I think crystallizes his disqualification. Your take, Twitter feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505 as we continue. But, hey, don't forget, you don't have to unfriend me because somebody says something that you don't like on my thread. Don't kill the messenger, will you? I love this one from John Wesley Harding on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Get lively here.
The messenger came with bad news from the front. Said the soldiers are starving, the swords are all blunt. They need to show support or some futile sign. That's what they told me to tell you, not even the words were mine. The messenger came with bad news from the war. He said the fine young man forgot who they were fighting for. They don't want to be stars on your TV screen. That's the general feeling. Please don't blame it on me. And the people said, one and one is two. There's nothing left for us to do. Since we can blame it all on you, we will.
Buster came with bad news from the town. He said the phone lines are on strike, the storm and are all down. He turned his Tennessee's into a temple, and he's throwing a statue to set them an example. And the people said, two and two is four, don't tell us anymore. We all know the score. You should kill the messenger, kill the messenger, kill the messenger,
kill the messenger.
Someone brought the news to the messenger's folks. He said your son's been killed two times, but dead is out of joke. He said no, he was the victim of ignorant minds. Well, I hate to bring such bad news, please don't think me unkind. And the better said, one and one is two, nothing left for us to do. Since you're here, we can blame it on you. Kill the messenger, kill the messenger, we will kill the messenger, kill the messenger.
Pardon me.
Short one.
That's a Forgotten 45 for Leon on the Amy Beth Arkley Show and for President Trump. Too many judges. Fishes in the sea, judges in the trees to pick from. Find another one, because Kavanaugh is tainted. One Bad Apple from the Osmonds, a Darker Side of Rock and Roll from Moby Grape, Murder in My Heart for the Judge, and John Wesley Harding, Kill the Messenger. Hey, please don't. People coming after me for things other people said on my various platforms. I mean, I can take it, but really, not my fault. You know how I am. I look for both sides, to hear both sides, look, search for common ground. You know, sometimes much to my own detriment in my career, because I'm too even-handed. That's what some people say. But to thine own self be true, as they say. Going around the social media horn one final time before we take a peek at the Inspiration to Action Challenge and sashay out of here. Lots of folks chime in. Catherine says, Dr. Ford's testimony was powerful. She was courageous, straightforward, and I believe her. Judge Kavanaugh's rage-filled, highly politicized response demonstrated that he has neither the character, veracity, nor temperament for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court. I kind of think, Catherine, he doesn't even belong on the federal bench where he is now. That could be in jeopardy as the investigations continue, but who knows? I don't know. But Heather says, hey, attention, Joe Manchin, West Virginia. Women in West Virginia, 52% to 35%, want Kavanaugh confirmed. So a red state Democrat under the gun with Trump coming for a rally this weekend. So who knows? You know, again, this could go either way, and we have to be open to that idea. I'm just saying, and again, I'm urging my liberal buddies to keep in mind, and nobody likes it when I say this either, whoever we're going to get is going to be a conservative justice. We have to own up to that and accept that, because elections do have consequences. But I'm saying this guy is not on ideological grounds, which I would have not been thrilled with to begin with, and all of his baggage that he had from the Starr investigation and the Bush White House, all of those things, you could say you don't want him. But I understand that if he's qualified, he's qualified. There's going to be somebody else with a similar background or similar ideology anyway. The question is, because of these allegations and the cloud hanging over him, true or not, the taint is there, and I don't think it's going to be removed within a week with the FBI investigation. I think they'd be wise to withdraw now. He bowed out gracefully, but he's refusing to do it. He's dug his heels in because he's got that entitled frat boy, rich boy attitude. I'm entitled to this, man. You're not entitled to it. You have to earn your way. You have to, you know, or be granted it. I mean, some people are granted it whether they earn it or not. But there's a sense of entitlement that disturbs me, too, with some of his responses. So it's crazy. Kara says, Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana says that he believes something, quote, very, very bad happened to Dr. Ford, but, quote, I do not believe that Brett Kavanaugh was involved. Okay, Kara says, how the heck do you know? Indeed, you just don't want to know. I mean, that's my problem with some of these senators. They want to wish it away. They want to pretend it didn't happen. They want to not know about it. Close the door. We don't want to see what's going on back there. And that's why they were thwarting further investigation, I think. We just don't want to know. We just want to push this guy through. Whereas, as historian John Meacham said earlier on MSNBC, had this been February, they would have ditched him already, and they would have come up with another nominee. They would have pushed for President Trump to come up with somebody else. You know, Trump could have dug his heels in, too, because the reason why Trump liked this guy, and by the way, McConnell didn't really like this guy to begin with. He thought he had baggage. I don't know that he thought he had baggage like this, these sexual misconduct allegations, but he thought there were other things that might pop up in his background with the Starr investigation and working in the Bush White House that would have been harder, a heavier lift to get him over the confirmation threshold. But Trump liked him because of his comments about executive power and the idea that he won't indict, you know, let Trump be indicted while he's in office, that sort of thing. I mean, again, there's all these questions that Trump should not even have any business appointing anybody, nominating anybody to the Supreme Court, given the fact that he's under this investigation, too. But those are other issues. See, we're already past that, or for the moment, those have been delayed. This is one thing about this one guy. He's just not the best you can come up with on the conservative end. That's the key, at least in my opinion. We'll see how it all plays out. Still very volatile, still very moving. As Tim says, this isn't complicated. There is no legislative mechanism to enforce Flake's agreement with the Democrats. McConnell could call his bluff and bring Kavanaugh vote to the floor immediately, but he won't do it, though, because Murkowski has already signed on for that. Collins, we haven't heard from yet, so it doesn't look like it's going to get through, but we'll see what happens. Stay tuned, as they say. We'll give you updates throughout social media. I think we have a pop in the chat box tomorrow, too. Boy, we're working overtime, but it's important. People want to hear about these things. For sure. Hey, let's give a quick shout out to Patsy in Stony Brook, New York for Inspiration to Action Challenge. She says, yes, indeed, I reopened a novel that I was shelving over 6 years ago. I think, may I say, that I have the courage and the discipline to take it on again. I'll try. We'll see how it goes. All right, Patsy. Hey, hang in there. I'm glad the Inspiration Action Challenge gave you a little bit of a push in the right direction. But you know what? Keep at it. Keep doing the drawing while you're doing it, and keep us posted. We'd love to help you out if we can. And we'd love to help you out, too. Give you the shout-out you deserve and spur other folks on. So if you need help, if it helps you and it's working for you, or if you need help, reach out. That's what I meant to say. At the website, it's AmyBethArkawy, ArkaWy.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And we will be in touch in about a week or so. While you're there, peruse my stories. And you can also chime in, guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests, all there, one-stop shopping at the website, amybethsarkowee.com. Also, you can get a link to the podcast, also available. All the shows are archived as podcasts. BTR site, Stitcher, Mixcloud, iTunes, NetNow, PushPlay, TuneIn, Select Editions 2, Arts Radio Network, and PopNet. Pretty much anywhere you get your podcast, you can find it or request it, or as I said, just go back to the website. Got it in. Hey, thanks for playing with us in real time. Thank you for the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters for keeping us moving. Please reach out via social media, friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Radio Trudy for our producer, and for the 24/7 conversation at AB Rights. Drive safe, play nice, dream big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwy Show. And it says, autumn leaves keep falling, things are always changing. We'll leave you with Natalie Cole. Take care. Y'all.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear all. Se passe, ce qui s'est mort.